Shall we?
I'm in.
Very fancy case.
Hope it's better than the
first
first
one we
one.
did?
Yep.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Smells good.
It smells like banana bread. I'm not kidding when I say that. I don't know why. All right. So what's the, what we got? What's the deets?
So the first one we had that we didn't mind the weird combo was the Legacy batch. This one is the Explorer. The whole new series from them.
Okay. Well, right off the bat, this is way better than the first batch.
This one's a little more straightforward, a little more number one heater for you.
Yeah, I like that. Perfect. Just give it to me straight.
So this one is all about the finish.
Okay.
So we got French oak.
All right.
And then Appalachian white oak. There's a ton of story behind this because that's what they want to tell is the story behind the bourbon.
Right.
So the deets are, it's a blend of 2 6-year-old bourbons, a low rye Kentucky bourbon, a high rye Indiana bourbon, that are then finished in those Appalachian oak and French oak casks. And they have a combined mash bill of 66% corn, 30% rye, 4% malted barley.
That explains why it's significantly better than the first batch. Seriously.
Well, they had a whole, I mean,
there was a too
I mean,
much
they,
going
they
on.
Had a single malt of
they had
Canadian
stuff,
rye.
They had
and
Canadian
a
rye,
bourbon.
20 year, 18 year. Just way too much. This is really good.
I like the finish. The two oaks.
I do.
Kind of make a nice, subtle finish. Like it, not harsh on the back end.
On the back end, I get like a sweet and smoky, like flavor. Does that make sense?
I can see that.
I don't know, but
have you been smoking some meats here lately?
No, I've not. Oh. It's not. It's about to get that time. But no, this is really good.
So
what's price point?
So the kicker last time was we didn't like the price point. This time MSRP $70.
In. Yes, that's more. Listen. For the people, this
well,
is it.
Well, when we talked about like the last review we did, you know, it was less than $10 a year.
This time
it's just a smidge over. We'll call it inflation.
Oh, whatever.
But it's really good.
This is really good.
I really like what Ari and them are doing there in their church.
No, this is really good.
Are putting together because it's a really good blend, and it's a unique finish: the Appalachian oak and the French oak.
Yes,
and that's kind of their goal is to have those.
And you don't see that. You don't see those two combos together a lot, but this is really well done.
I like
so,
it. So yes all the way around?
Yep, 100%.
I think I might be as well. It's really good.
Yep.
And it's really cool to see why they did the Appalachian. That's where Eric's from, down in North Carolina.
Yep.
And then the French oak.
This is also one that I could see him drinking. The first one, I don't know. But
this one? You can see him having down at Chiefs
in
Nashville?
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely. Yep. So you going to drink it? Gonna get one?
Yep.
Maybe two?
Yep. Maybe five.
Oh. You feeling frisky?
Yep.
All right.
I'm in.
Cheers. Cheers.